This is PodTech News for Tuesday, October 17th. I'm Matt Kelly in Los Angeles. In today's podcast, social networking and politics. As the 2006 midterm elections are now just 3 weeks away, the internet is playing a key role as many candidates have gone online for votes, tapping into the social networking space to reach the coveted youth vote. At the forefront are sites like MySpace and Facebook. Candidates are using these online avenues as a way to inform likely voters about themselves for free in an arena where large bankrolls are usually needed to get their message to the masses. Facebook's 2006 election network currently has about 1,600 profiles of candidates running for seats in the House of Representatives and Senate, as well as state governorships. And while candidates are using the space to connect with young voters, sites like MySpace are doing their civic duty by launching voter registration drives. MySpace Senior Vice President of Public Affairs, Jeff Berman.
You know, MySpace is now a community of 56 million plus domestic monthly visitors. So it's about the size of California. And the folks who come to MySpace are using it to express themselves, to connect with others, to discover culture, and to make a positive impact on the world. And that last component we're seeing really in radically increasing numbers, whether it's politicians coming to the site to connect with voters or nonprofits coming to the site to reach out to their audience or just individuals who care about one issue or another, making their voice heard and trying to get people active. And one of the things we've heard from our community is we would like additional tools to get engaged and make an impact. And one of those tools that they were asking for is voter registration. I said, can you make it easier for us to get involved? So we went out and found the easiest and best voter registration tool online, partnered with the organization that has it, and put it on MySpace pretty much as quickly as we could make it happen.
The organization Berman refers to is Declare Yourself, a 501c nonpartisan nonprofit formed in 2004 by producer Norman Lear. The civic campaign has worked with education, technology, entertainment, corporate, and media partners to reach out to young voters, distributing first-time voter materials to over 20 million young people.
Declare Yourself is a nonpartisan organization. Their board is co-chaired by former Republican President Gerald Ford and a former Democratic President Jimmy Carter. And they have created this online voter registration tool so that wherever you live in the United States, whatever state you're in, you can fill out a form online, print it out, mail it in, and you are registered to vote.
Berman says the partnership with Declare Yourself has been overwhelming. Yet it's only one component of the social network's attempts to connect with its users by giving them what they want.
Social networking sites have a responsibility to the community to provide them with the tools that they want and need to engage in the world. And whether that is an amazing music platform or a really cool video player or tools like voter registration, our responsibility is to the community, first and foremost. And so that's really what this is about, is giving the community tools that it wants and needs to make a difference. And the fact of the matter is, if the community didn't care about it, we're not doing a whole lot of good if we just put it on the site and it just sits there and does nothing. You know, we can talk about it, but it doesn't end up making a real difference. The goal here is really to interact with the community, understand what they're looking for, and then give it to them. The response has been extraordinary. If you go to the page, myspace.com/declareyourself, you'll see the comments are really incredible. They're amazingly positive. People are very excited that this is here. They are adding the Declare Yourself banner and putting it on their own MySpace pages so that they can market this effort to their friends. But really, this is the first time that we've done something particularly like this. And unfortunately, we got it up fairly late in the election season. So I think that this will seed further action, especially going into 2008. I mean, as we all know, the midterm elections don't exactly generate the kind of enthusiasm that a presidential does. So I think going forward, this is going to be a significant part of how people engage in the political process through the internet.
Research shows if people get involved in politics early in life, they tend to habitually participate. With the user population composed significantly of 18 to 34-year-olds, Berman says sites like MySpace have a unique opportunity to reach those who may feel disaffected by the political process by giving them an opportunity to engage in ways that they feel may help make a difference.
The rumors of apathy among young people are, I think, greatly exaggerated. If you look at, for example, the numbers on volunteering, they've skyrocketed, especially since 9/11. It's up like something like 30% among young people. Young people very much care about what's happening in their community, what's happening in the world. But I do think that there's a degree to which they're disaffected by the political process when it is just more of the same and they see politicians doing horrible things or communicating in ways that are not genuine and don't speak to them, then they engage in the political world in a very different way. It may not be so much about voting or campaigning or electioneering so much as it is figuring out how to make a difference in their community or, you know, whether it's local or global. So the key for politicians coming on MySpace, and they're coming on in droves, is to find ways to communicate in authentic and compelling ways with this community. And that may be video, it may be audio, it may be blogging, it may be all the above. But for the politicians who do it successfully, they're going to mobilize a massive, largely untapped community.
Two issues at the forefront of this debate are the Internet's viral video capacity to influence voters. Candidates' gaffes and missteps can often be uploaded to a site in a matter of minutes, reaching potentially millions of voters who may be swayed by the uploaded video as to how they will vote. And the opportunity to use the Internet for fundraising is also a testament to the power of the medium. Remember Howard Dean's 2004 Democratic primary race? It raised millions of dollars in $10 to $20 contributions in a matter of weeks to fund his run for the White House.
One campaign consultant called it the soda fountain of the 21st century, and it very much is that. Part of what we're hearing from candidates who are coming on the site is, boy, it's incredible how many volunteers we're getting through this, and it's amazing how easy it is to put up a video. And it could be, you know, an ad. It could be a video from a rally. It could be something that your opponent's done. And how quickly that video can spread through MySpace and energize people. And it may be just that they're then becoming a friend of the politician's MySpace page or that they're putting up a comment, but in a lot of instances, you're then creating a long-term, one-to-one, direct relationship with a constituent and potential voter. And you can then email with that person, send bulletins to that person, have that person subscribing to your blog, have that person watching your videos, and most importantly, I think, then allowing your MySpace friend to serve as essentially a digital storefront for the campaign. So if I'm really invested in a candidate or a cause, I can put that candidate or cause's video on my MySpace page and share it with my friends, and they can put that video on their MySpace pages and share it with their friends. And as we all know, viral video, the good stuff, the stuff that really hits people in their gut, goes everywhere. Whether it makes them laugh or cry or scream or whatever it might be, it goes everywhere. So if you do it right, you do it well, you do it authentically in a compelling way, you're going to reach not just thousands, but potentially millions of people. Politicians have been notoriously late to new technology. You know, television was around for several years before the famous debates between Kennedy and Nixon that really launched politics into television. Television was around for a long time before the famous Lyndon Johnson ad that really launched political advertising on television. Howard Dean's campaign was obviously innovative for politicians in its use of the Internet, but that was 2004, and as we all know, the Internet had been around for more than a few weeks before that. So social networking, which has really exploded in the last 3 years, politicians are just beginning to come to and realize value from. I think in 2008, it is going to have an extraordinary impact on the political process for those politicians who figure out how to use it right. And look, it's a challenge. You know, everything that you say nowadays can be on video and can be on MySpace in 5 minutes. And politicians are going to have to figure out how to communicate authentically and compellingly with this audience to reach them and motivate them to get involved.
So where does technology go from here? Voter fraud with electronic voting machines is currently a major concern. Berman says the march of technology will only continue, and it's just a matter of time before the Internet's impact for voter registration and perhaps someday online voting will be apparent, with the 2008 presidential election just 2 years away.
The changes are coming rapidly, but there is definitely concern to make sure that we don't have voter fraud and we don't enable voter fraud through online voting. Frankly, it's an enormous frustration that no state in the country even has online voter registration at this stage. You've got to actually print out the form and mail it in to become registered to vote. So I think we're still years away, but anyone who suggests that we're not going to figure out those challenges and make it easier to do all of this online in the coming years, I think is ignoring the reality of what technology can enable and empower us to do. The future is, in some ways it feels very far away, in some ways it's right around the corner.
And your final thoughts?
This is awesome stuff. It is incredible to be able to empower a massive community to make an impact on the world. And we're really excited not only about this campaign, but about what's coming and giving our community the tools that they're asking for to make a positive impact on the world. It's not just a responsibility. It's actually something that we take a lot of pride and pleasure in. It's frankly a privilege. And we're just excited that you guys care and that we can do this.
We'll only have a few weeks left to determine the impact of social networking on voter drives and the election, with many months thereafter to analyze the results and refine them in time for 2008. Stay tuned. My thanks to my guest, Jeff Berman, Senior Vice President of Public Affairs for MySpace. In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Kelly for PodTech News.